Afternoon, and thank we're here for an extremely important occasion today, and I want to thank all of you for being here. I appreciate the Lieutenant Governor joining us here today for this occasion, for which we're all very interested. As you know, this last week we were out across the state, and I have and will continue to make, as long as this lady stays by my side, children our top priority in this state. And today, we're happy to unveil our child protection package for this session. You know there's been a lot of interest here. We're going to hear from some of those people who have worked on this issue. And I think on behalf of the children of Georgia, it is time to get it done. This measure will define criminal negligence and amend the cruelty to children's statute so the reckless caregivers can be prosecuted for criminality, negligent behavior. Make it illegal to manufacture methamphetamine in the presence of a child, and include a measure to increase participation in Levi's Call, that's Georgia's version of Amber Alert, to help ensure every effort is being made to find and return an abducted child promptly and safely back to their homes. Simply put, this legislation seeks to protect our children from drug addicts, kidnappers, and reckless caregivers. With regard to child cruelty, this bill codifies the definition of criminal negligence, which has been established in Georgia's case law. Criminal negligent behavior will become a new second-degree offense of cruelty to children. This offense will carry a sentence of imprisonment by not less than, nor not more than, by not less than one, nor more than 10 years. The current second-degree offense becomes a third-degree offense. This bill also amends the code to include sexual abuse of a child under the age of 16 to the definition of serious injury. We need this legislation to close the gap in Georgia's current criminal law. This will provide prosecutors with the appropriate means to charge individuals who cause a child cruel or excessive physical or psychological harm. This bill accomplishes what could not have been done in the past three legislative sessions. With regard to methamphetamine, this provision makes it illegal to expose a child to the manufacturing of meth. The offense carries a penalty of 2 to 15 years in prison. If a child suffers physical injury from contact with chemical substance used in the production and manufacture of methamphetamine, the penalty increase will be from 5 to 20 years. We need this provision because children are living in and being exposed to meth labs, which in most cases provide health hazards and safety risks to their very being. These children are exposed to chemical contamination, abuse, neglect, and many other risks. According to federal statistics in 2002, 15,000 meth lab-related accidents occurred, such as fires or explosions. More than 2,000 children were present during those incidents, and thousands of cases, they were living in seized meth labs. Levi's Call. This provision will exempt broadcasters from liability for the dissemination of any of the information of Levi's Call. Levi's Call and its strength and its benefits occur because it's a voluntary partnership between law enforcement, emergency management, and broadcasters to activate an urgent all alerts bulletin in suspected child abduction cases. We need this legislation to ensure continued high levels of participation in Levi's Call, and the immediacy of these situations allows little time for fact-checking backgrounds. Hence, the provision will alleviate the concern on behalf of broadcasters as to the accuracy of the information. I believe this is solid legislation, and I intend to see it through to the end. There is nothing more important to me and to the First Lady of Georgia than the health and safety of Georgia's children.